This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Breaking news now about Black Friday, everybody. Yes, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, still something like 120 days away. But retailers are making decisions now on this stuff. Some of the big ones, Walmart, Target, and Best Buy among them, say they won't jumpstart the official big shopping day, that Friday, by opening stores on actual Thanksgiving Thursday. So what is that going to mean for what still ranks as the biggest shopping weekend of the year? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on that one.
There are Thanksgiving traditions, and then there are Thanksgiving traditions, like camping out in front of big box stores and waiting hours for the doors to open. Then, chaos. That's a video taken at Walmart last year. People actually look like they're having fun, grinning as they wrestle over big screen TVs. But that was last year.
When all is said and done, creating crowds in the age of COVID-19 is a really bad idea.
Mark Cohen directs the retail studies program at Columbia Business School. He says closing is an easy way for stores to give employees the day off. And there's not much to lose. Store traffic on Thanksgiving is just a small part of Black Friday weekend. And with holiday sales starting earlier and earlier each year,
it's kind of a ritual that doesn't have as much economic value as it once had.
Plus, the pandemic has already pushed retailers into offering deep discounts. Still, Sucharita Kadali at Forrester says rituals are important.
It is a day that is very ceremonial, that marks the beginning of the holiday season psychologically for a lot of people.
And more of them have already been marking it online because of deeper discounts, better financing, and free shipping. Last year, 10 million more people shopped online on Black Friday than in stores, according to the National Retail Federation. But what about canceling Black Friday altogether? Kadali doesn't think we're there yet.
The challenge is that, you know, some of the largest retailers, like particularly in the apparel space and the department store space, are down so terribly they need Q4.
And even in a pandemic, stores like Target and Walmart can't afford to take the weekend off. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.